American education.
What are the grades in the American education system?
When American children finish nursery school and kindergarten, they start elementary school at the age of 6. Then they continue at a junior and senior high school. If they want to go to university, they are required to pass the SAT exam, the Scholastic Aptitude Test. What schools are there?
There are both public and private schools in the states. The rule is, the more you pay, the better education you get. So, at public schools, there are usually children from poor families, and the quality of education is usually very low. Among the most famous universities are Yale University and Harvard University.
Czech education. What is the compulsory part of Czech education? When do we start with education?
In the Czech Republic, we have 9 years of compulsory education from the age of 6 to 15. We start our education at basic school. Of course, smaller children may attend playgroups and kindergartens where they learn some basic skills like recognizing colors, animals, plants, etc. There are 2 grades of the basic school. In the first, children learn to read and write, and of course they have PE and arts. In the higher one, they have more specialized subjects like foreign languages, chemistry, biology, history, etc. When is school holiday?
The academic year starts on the 1st of September and ends on the 30th of June. There are several breaks throughout the year: autumn, Christmas, spring, and Easter. The summer holidays are 2 months long. School breaks up for feast days, and the headmaster can make the holiday a day or two longer. Do we pay school fees?
Most Czech schools are administered by the state. The schools are free of charge. In addition, there are private schools, primary, secondary schools, as well as universities, where tuition fees are charged. Most of them offer a specific type of education, specializing, for example, in foreign languages or sports. It's entirely up to the parents to decide what school is best for their child. Education is provided by religious schools, too. What problems occur in schools?
Teachers face a number of problems. Cheating, both in written and oral exams, are the most frequent ones. Bullying is a serious problem, occurring more and more at schools, and both teachers and school friends may act as bullies. Children also play truant. The reason is that some children lag behind and want to get out of their duties. Others simply hate school. Another reason is bullying, as students may not feel comfortable or even frightened at school. What types of secondary schools are there?
Having left primary school, children can enroll at grammar schools, apprenticeship centers, vocational or other professional schools, for example, mechanical engineering school, electrotechnical, building, agriculture, economic, medical school, or art schools. Who are apprenticeship centers for, and what are the lessons like?
At apprenticeship centers, trainees obtain a certificate and become qualified workers and craftsmen. The training takes 3 years, and days spent in school alternate with those that the trainees spend doing practical work in their specialization under the supervision of a master. What is the difference between vocational schools and apprenticeship centers?
Secondary vocational schools allow their pupils to get the right qualifications for their future work and obtain a school leaving certificate, a prerequisite for enrolling at a university where a degree in engineering or technical studies can be obtained. When is grammar school recommendable?
At grammar comprehensive schools, students obtain a school leaving certificate, but with no specific qualifications. However, in other subjects, they acquire more knowledge than the pupils of vocational schools, as grammar schools are intended to prepare their students for university education. What is a school leaving exam?
Secondary education is rounded off with a school leaving exam. These exams used to be prepared by schools themselves, and they would consist of a written test in the Czech language and an oral examination in four subjects. To raise the objectivity and reliability of the examination, a new national system has been introduced. The examination is the same for all types of schools. Three exams are taken, one in the Czech language, another one in a foreign language, plus one more optional examination. What are the conditions for studying university? What universities are there in the Czech Republic?
Students leaving secondary schools may enroll at one of the colleges or universities. Yet, entrance exams must be passed. Due to the wide range of universities and colleges, students are lucky to have a wide choice. They may apply for a place at one of the faculties that are part of the universities: Faculty of Arts, Medical, Law, Natural Sciences, Teaching, or Theology, or at technical universities. Some choose to go to a college of art for actors, singers, painters, etc. How long does studying take in the college?
Undergraduate students study for 3 years to obtain their bachelor's degree and 5 years for the master's degree. After graduation, some students remain to study for their doctor's degree. Medical degrees take 6 years. All undergraduates take a state exam and an interview over the graduate's thesis. Finally, then they obtain a diploma and title. What possibilities other than going to university do you have after passing your leaving exam?
Those who leave secondary school and fail to get into university may enroll into a one-year language course, where a certificate is awarded to successful participants. Colleges of further education are also an alternative, and the students there complete their studies with a final exam. How common is it for students to take a gap year?
Some students take a gap year before starting the university or during their studies. They take advantage of the opportunity and go to study abroad. It is definitely worth it because the students can improve a foreign language and get valuable experience for their future career. Most schools enable their students to take a gap year. Where do students stay during their studies?
All students receive an accommodation benefit. Yet students have a difficult life, as rooms in halls of residence at most universities are open to first-year students only. Older students are expected to find their accommodation. Failing to get a room in the hall of residence, which is the cheapest alternative, they have to rent a room or a flat. Sharing is a popular solution, which means two or more students share a flat, though even this way, the costs are rather high.